This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 16th. God's word to you today is just like Jesus, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 5, verse 16, from the easy-to-read version, and it says, Jesus often went away to other places to be alone, so he could pray. Mark 1:35 says, Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. What does it mean when the Bible says Jesus went out? Sometimes you need to change location. This happens to me a lot when I'm reading, preparing, or when I'm studying. Even my colleagues can testify to this. Sometimes I just need to change my location. I need to get up, walk around, and sometimes sit on the floor. My colleagues come into the office and they find me sitting on the floor. At such times, I just need to get out of my chair. Sometimes I need to physically get out on the streets of the place where I live, or get into another room in the house because the bedroom has become too cozy, or go outside into the compound or the car. I need to sometimes change where I'm familiar with so that I can create a fresh environment, and it aids my connection to heaven. Jesus does it. We should too. Mark 1:35 says, Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Jesus left the house to an isolated place. What does that mean? Jesus went to an isolated place where he could find quietness and where he would not be disturbed. There was a time that I went to a physical mountain to pray. I had to control myself because I almost got upset at some people on the mountain. One man in particular had come to the same place to pray, but he was on his phone for the most part. When you go to an isolated place to pray and connect with God, leave your phone in your bag, or the car, or at home. Even when the isolated place is a room in the same house, leave your phone alone. Try it. Leave your phone for 1 hour, and you will discover that you will still be alive. Interestingly, even when some of us are not in physical contact with people in our isolated place, we are in contact with the whole world digitally. Your friends' tweets and likes are consistently showing up on your phone. Distractions. Like Jesus, we need to go to an isolated place, physically and mentally. On that same mountain, there was this man who, by the Spirit of God, I knew was a false prophet. He was prophesying and people were trooping to see him. I almost went to confront him about what he was doing, deceiving people. But I chose to mind my business. Some people just would not listen. They must be fleeced. You will not be such a person, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I declare that like Jesus, before daybreak, I will get up, go out to an isolated place to see God's face. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.